Three, two, one. Hello, good to be with you. Let's get some disappointing news out of the way. The administration's fiscal year 2019 budget request was sent to Capitol Hill, and just like last year, the proposal dangerously slashes funding for the international affairs budget by 30%. The political kabuki dance begins with members of Congress from both sides having stated that this budget will not pass. At the same time, congressional appropriators are finalizing funding levels for the current year, and that includes a potential shortfall of $8.8 billion for the international affairs budget. That comes from the bipartisan budget deal that was announced last month. Before leaving on his first official trip to Africa, Secretary of State Tillerson cited that man-made conflicts are driving alarming levels of hunger into the continent, and he announced an additional $533 million to fight famine and food insecurity in Somalia, South Sudan, Ethiopia, and the Lake Chad Basin. In his pre-departure speech, Tillerson stated, "Our country's security and economic prosperity are linked with Africa like never before. This administration seeks to deepen our partnership with Africa with an aim of making African countries more resilient and more self-sufficient." In the House, Representatives Chris Smith and Betty McCollum, Republican and Democrat, introduced a three-year reauthorization of the Global Food Security Act, H.R. 5129. This act directs the U.S. government to develop and implement a comprehensive strategy to address global food insecurity and combat malnutrition. In addition, you'll be hearing about a bipartisan effort behind new legislation to strengthen U.S. development finance tools, the Better Utilization of Investments Leading to Development Act of 2018. That's the BUILD, B-U-I-L-D Act, was introduced in the House, Senate, and is supported by the administration. We'll be following this. You can check out the details. It's a little more in the woodsy that we need to get into this afternoon. And some positive news to close. The World Poverty Clock is a real-time estimate of the number of people living in extreme poverty around the globe. The clock suggests extreme poverty has declined to afflict less than 9% of humanity, around 650 million people spread across more than 120 countries. I'm including the link, http://www.worldpoverty.io/. Take a look at this very interesting infographic. You'll feel good about our efforts. I'll speak with you next month.